Status is online. James Driscoll, website content manager at GrewUp.net. 1H edited my domain. I would like to take this opportunity to thank you here on LinkedIn. I had chatted with one of your support teams regarding the recent changes with the email services changes. The outcome was a feedback text that was quite profound to a thank you in the survey portion of the experience train of that click to chat. Thank you. This profound writing has been converted to spoken voice and corrected a bit in being in draft form. Many aspects are just introduced to hashtag conspiracy exposed germinate sausage. Once again, thank you. Og audio 3 minutes 56 seconds https://lnkd.in/gzx7nr5 links mentioned in this audio, Colorado Health Network DBA Colorado AIDS Project and Howard Dental Center, https://lnkd.in/gdwq Foothill AIDS Project, https://lnkd.in/gzv2yvx, https://lnkd. In GTTKKT7 https://lnkd. In GFTGWA1 comment like comment share top comments 17 views of your post in the feed status is online. James Driscoll, author, website content manager at GrewUp.net. 10 meters more links mentioned. Lanier Rogers http://persons. Fucked up woman. Net Lanier. Joseph. Rogers. ie/@fuckedupwoman.net_%5b_truthfinder_related_links. PNG Google search, Sergeant Lanier Rogers, check the results. This goes away when a reconciliation process and complaint is acknowledged. I would like to be able to meet this to start this process as soon as the 21st of December. Why do you insist on ignoring these matters? San Bernardino Police Department Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, http://b. Fucked up woman. Net too many people involved in this hate conspiracy, like hundreds. Perhaps 1,000 people or more. This hashtag conspiracy exposed germinate sausage, I know, but it has to be publicly acknowledged before the true damage, memetically, is reversed to a processing healing trust scale. Memetically, this is a catastrophe and you know it. You can't bury this manner. It will never heal itself from the hate involved. The new CDC messaging will not work to progressive trust scales. Time for reckoning. http://cdc. Fucked up woman. Net heads should roll out of their leaderships, at least some token holders of blame for allowing this to go on without an address of this matter. Edited, like James Driscoll's comment.
Once again, my internet domains are serving as a live light journal. In this process of having over 20 years with the Ryan White Care Act with social services, I have discovered there is a hate conspiracy, or what seems to be matching information data memplex, across the entire system. This can be correlated by researching Glassdoor reviews across region to region. I have such a research directory of collective research of Glassdoor reviews stored in this folder http://webdomains.realupumid.net/glassdoor.com/if-aids-services-organizations-employer-view/. I am trying to get the local and federal law enforcement involved in the process to investigate the matter. All I have received is silence. It is the public awareness effort of this problem, like there are no other issues to consider, but this one actually has on the endpoint people that die needlessly from preventable causes of HIV disease. As a matter of factors, I have been hashtag gangstalked, http://stopgangstalking.fuckedupwoman.net, in order for me to prevent association to actually bring empowerments to this targeted hate classification of persons. What is also relevant is that this classification is addressed by Pope Francis' call to our nation in front of Congress in September 2015. Where he writes http://community.brewup.net/21/youtube, paraphrased here, that he demands us to confront every form of polarization that would divide our society and communities into two camps, the righteous and the sinners. Also recently in the course of events around these issues, in the United Nations wildfire of hate speech, https://, they have said the obvious even though my efforts in this seems to have so much backlash to the society that brings even more hate actions against me. The UN speech says, hatred is a danger to everyone, and so fighting it must be a job for everyone. Now that you have that obligation to consider this true, would you please go to the following vitamins utilized, Uservit, which auto-redirects to a change.org to replace the CDC HIV director Jonathan Merman, for he is involved in a hate conspiracy. http://vitamin.com.please-sign.change-org-petition.cdc.fuckedupwoman.net. This spec you should be aware of, and thank you for allowing this spec to continue serve the truth. I have hit four persons that are key to this conspiracy, which has led into a civil case of harassment by a doctor who unjustly and according to the AMA Journal of Ethics, he has a fiduciary role to fix problem doctor-patient relationships addressed in his NPINO data record. None of the reporting I am writing either in my journal or the other locations on the web seems to be challenged as libel or defamation, even though by itself that the domain name by itself would be grounds for defamation in the naming syntax I am using. http://dr-eric-tomoni-shigeno.fuckedupwoman.net. Therefore, you can guide the fact that I also have caught INTP a paradox that in futhilatesproject.fuckedupwoman.net the mental health director Jennifer Breeding comes up in a Google search's topmost matching content on fuckedupwoman.net the lie she told in attempt to justify why they were terminating services. Also recently, as is the proof record that is found in a local interface to law enforcement, Sergeant http://persons.fuckedupwoman.net/linear.joseph.rogers.ie/@fuckedupwoman.net_%5b_truthfinder_related_links.png, that the use of this folder and data on it has found itself to be placed upon a Truthfinder background check report. I cannot see how more valid I can be to not have assistance from every corporate tech giant. I consider you one, in this effort to break a conspiracy of hate. One last thing, the NY Times Magazine article, https://, the subtitle, Why Do Americans, Black, Gay and Bisexual Men Have a Higher HIV Rate Than Any Country in the World? I am not making this up. These are the truths, the conclusion that must be drawn into public awareness and corrected across the notion that is has to be exposed in crucial mass. We must do something together since you are my ISP since 2005. Because of what is now considered hashtag gangstalking, that is what I have received for these many years because I am doing this mission work. Thank you for being the ISP server to store my live life journal across the internet domains I hold. Mr. James Martin Driscoll.
This is James Martin Driscoll, and this audio was recorded a little after 6 p.m. on the date of Wednesday, December 11th, and that's 21 days, 21 days is 10 days, or the 21st is 10 days. The audio and first off, my domains has the second part of this. But I have created a packet, which I believe is going to have to be delivered tomorrow, because Wendy, I don't know her last name, but my mom does, did not call me on Monday, like she was supposed to, or before Monday. She was supposed to call before Monday to schedule some sort of remake-up of why she hasn't called me yet and actually reviewed my websites and the links that I've already given her. This is going on almost now a month. It's been at least 3 weeks. I've been in the hospital. I went to the psychiatric hospital. Due to the fact that I can't find a way to stop the gang stalking if the police won't address the issue at hand that's causing the gang stalking. Now, I can stop doing what I'm doing, but then again, there are people who are dying because of this. What can go on here needs to be addressed. And I'm the one who is pulling this forward. Even if I'm one against all the whole world, I don't care. I'm going to continue doing this until somebody returns a response of responsibility. Or to respond a response of responsibility. This is a matter of critical mass that should happen because there are people who have been tainted by the presence of this conspiracy for, I would believe, at least 30 years, that has targeted a particular class of people. That class of people is in its entirety has a major portion of gay black men in it that are gay and bisexual black men in it, I should say. And the actual New York Times Magazine article said, why do gay and black bisexual men have the highest rate of HIV transmission in the world? Now, if that is not an article that should be addressed in our meeting, thank you for listening.